Welcome to episode 61 of Fun with Scotch. I'm John.
I'm Judy.
I'm Marlis.
And today we're going to be talking about three different types of Bushmills. Mm-hmm. Bushmills Irish whiskey. We have Red Bush, Black Bush, and
Bushmills.
And Bushmills. It's got a blue label on it. Let me see here. What does it say? Single malt Irish whiskey aged 12 years.
This is aged
in Oloroso sherry and bourbon casks before finishing in Marsala casks. So, number three.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
So the company that originally built the distillery was formed in 1784, although the date 1608 is printed on the label of the brand, referring to an earlier date when a royal license was granted to a local landowner to distill whiskey in the area. After various periods of closure in its subsequent history, the distillery has been in approximately continuous operation since it was rebuilt after a fire in 1885. So
that's our general.
That's the general background, yeah.
Excuse me.
So what are we starting with tonight?
We're starting with Red Bush.
Uh-huh. Red Bush, okay.
So this is Irish whiskey. I think it's triple distilled.
It is. Triple distilled finest blend.
Uh-huh.
Bourbon barrel reserve.
So okay. It's just triple. Oh, now finest blend, does that mean it's not like an all malt?
Single malt? Yeah, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
There were a couple up on the shelf that
right. The blue label says single malt.
Blend. Yeah, I know. And this one says finest blend as well, the black. So I think those are blends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so, that's interesting.
Yeah, and on the back of, mm-hmm. of the bottle, it says, if I could read it with my eyes, granted its license to distill in 1608, as previously mentioned, Bushmills is the oldest licensed whiskey distillery in the world, known as Red Bush due to its amber color. This triple distilled Irish whiskey is aged in former American bourbon barrels, making a uniquely smooth whiskey with a bold finish. I really do need to go to the eye doctor soon.
Yes. Well, and they print very small.
Well, I mean, in your... They look like an ampersand, so I was like, what? That doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so red...
What's the ABV?
Oh, she's going to make me put my glasses back on.
I'm sorry.
It's 40%.
Okay. Not a whole lot of really exciting aroma.
Yeah, it's just... Right now, it just smells like whiskey to me. Mm-hmm. But it's not a heavy alcohol. I mean, it's not like really strong alcohol.
No,
it's obviously
no.
alcohol, but not as strong.
It's not going to clean out your sinuses. Now, on the first taste, it's very pleasant.
Yeah.
Nothing to get outrageously excited about.
I was going to say, it doesn't have a whole lot of personality.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it tastes like, there may be like a hint of the sherry cask, but...
It's a bourbon, though.
This one's bourbon? I'm sorry.
Well,
it just... You know, I was going to say, for the most part, it reminds me of the white label, which we're not actually reviewing tonight. But
oh, okay.
It doesn't taste much different from that to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of my standard...
Yeah.
That's my go-to nightly whiskey or whatever.
Maybe we need to go get a fourth and taste that one.
Well, I think, you know, they make a thing about it being in bourbon barrels, but I think that's very common. I don't know that that's particularly unusual.
Yeah.
A lot of most scotch, I think, is aged in bourbon barrels, so...
How Bushmills is called Red Bush. So maybe they just took their regular stuff and stuck it in this bottle and called it Red Bush.
I don't know. It is pretty. It is a lovely amber color, as advertised.
It is very pretty. Mm-hmm. I mean, all three of them look
pretty.
Well,
and there's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's not like, oh, I don't like that. You know, it's perfectly pleasant.
I'm curious. I'm going to have to go taste the other one.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I just want to see...
I'll edit this and we'll get more glasses. How about that?
Mm-hmm. I do too.
We can just drink out of the bottle.
That's we can just pass the bottle around. That's true. Get a big gallon of water.
Benny having trouble with his hind legs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been getting laser treatments for him. And
in negotiations to put him on the for a trial basis on a medication for his arthritis. It's a shot you get once a month into your, I guess into his spine. Yeah, he has a lot of trouble. He's doing better today because he just had his laser treatment yesterday.
Okay. Aged for a minimum of 3 years. Ooh, Bushmills Distillery. It's in Northern Ireland, which is interesting. Excuse me.
Yeah, this doesn't... Oh, they aged for a minimum of 3 years, so...
Mm-hmm. All right. I want to bring those over a little closer so I don't...
I think this is the Bushmills, the original, the white label one, is maybe a little lighter in color. I think the Red Bush is a little darker.
Maybe.
It's got maybe a hint of red color, too.
I drank most of mine. I can't tell.
You're supposed to wait until we do things in order.
I think we should start up the tape again before we
I didn't stop it. I'm just going to edit
this. Oh, so. God. Okay.
It's rolling. Don't worry.
I don't have to do anything. It's
still there. Okay, so now here is the white label as opposed to the red label, Red Bush.
Yeah.
Now, the aroma, I think, is a tiny bit different.
Yeah, you're right. The Red Bush is sweeter.
Mm-hmm. Now you can actually, it's kind of like you have to put it next to its plain cousin in order to see how wonderful it is.
You guys should see this. We're both sitting here with both glasses in our hands, and we're like, oh, let's see now. Yeah, okay, there's a difference.
There is a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the white label, again, perfectly fine for, you know, especially for, you know, a daily drink, if that is your preference. Mm-hmm. But the Red Bush is definitely slightly sweeter, a little more aromatic. They don't, I guess in Ireland, it's not so traditional to do a mash bill. So we don't know, if it is a blend, we don't know what all goes into it.
Mm, okay.
But
secretive little people.
Oh, I know. But it's a leprechaun recipe.
The wee folk are secretive.
Yeah. Lordy. Yeah. We're going to try and get this out before St. Patrick's Day so you can all decide what you want to
drink.
We're going to
try and get this out before St. Patrick's Day.
All righty then.
John picks up the goblet. I know.
I do, yes.
Okay.
Challenge accepted.
Okay.
So now we're doing, what are we doing now? Are we on to Black Bush now?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Well, Black Bush.
Mm-hmm. Has a black label, as you might expect.
Black label. This is the triple distilled finest blend sherry cask reserve. It says on the back... Bushmills, you see this for all of them. Known as Black Bush by generations of Bushmills locals, as opposed to Red Bush, which is said on the other one. This iconic Irish whiskey is aged in hand-selected Oloroso sherry casks, making an exceptionally rich, complex whiskey with Bushmills' signature smoothness.
Ooh.
Let us see if we agree.
Smells good. Okay, now I have to smell. We go through a lot of glassware on these things because you have to be able to move back and forth between them to get a comparison.
Yeah, I can. I think I can definitely smell the sherry on this.
Mm, yeah, that's got it. It's added that little bit, that layer of complexity with a little bit of sherry. So I don't know if it's gone all the way like to raisins, but it's definitely gone to like... maybe a little fruitcake or something.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of fruit. It's actually a lot more mild than I expected.
Yeah.
All these are very mild. And if you're not sure if you like whiskey yet, you might want to try these to start with because so far they've been very mild and inoffensive. They taste pretty good.
I don't know. Have we ever had a aggressive Irish whiskey?
Not that I can remember.
I feel like all the ones I've tried have been fairly mild.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't tried anything that's been aged longer than probably 12 years. That might have something to do with it.
The Irish are a hospitable people.
We have hospitable people.
They don't want you to be scared of their whiskey.
No.
So,
that's right.
Which is good. Which
it's
is
inviting.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
It is, yeah, this is good.
The Scots, especially those on Isla, don't care.
Yeah.
Nope.
You
don't like that? Fine.
They want you to grow hair on your chest and whole nine yards.
I know. Okay.
Yeah, this is...
This is lovely for an evening at home. You've got a book. You've got a comfy sofa. You have your preferred companion animal at your feet or in your lap.
Oh, I thought you were going to say companion. So it could be your husband, your wife,
well,
at your feet.
Yeah, if it, you might have to share then. I was just going with the simplest.
Picturing...
If it was a cat or a dog, you could have the whiskey all to yourself.
Exactly. That was my point.
Job of the Hutt with Princess Leia laying there with the chain around her neck.
Yeah, that's it.
And I'm sure he had a glass of Irish whiskey.
Yeah, do not chain any of your companions, whether animal or not. Yeah. But, yeah.
He was drinking Black Bush, yeah.
He was probably
drinking Black Bush. Oh, could be. Could be. Yeah. Yeah, no, it is tasty.
And if you are a regular listener of this podcast, you probably know that Sherry Cask is always my favorite. I just really
she has
really,
a weakness.
I have a weakness for it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to ever trap me, put little airplane bottles of Sherry Cask whiskey.
If you can find them.
And
abandoned puppies.
Puppies. Possibly a kitty as well. Uh-huh. And I will just follow them to your lair.
Mm-hmm. I know. Okay, hand me the blue bottle. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, on to the Bushmills. Now, this is a single malt, so this is all barley. It's aged 12 years in Oloroso sherry and bourbon casks, and then finishing with Marsala, which is a sweet Spanish wine, I believe. So it gives it a triple wood flavor. This is also 40% ABV. So again, none of these are, they're not trying to overwhelm you with alcohol. They're genuinely going for the flavor here. And
yeah, I think I forgot to say
Bushmills, world's oldest licensed whiskey distillery.
It says that on all the bottles.
I know.
Yeah. It's still true, I guess.
It's still true. They're still the oldest.
Yeah. Well, if you go by that original license, yes. But and it's like a lot of the Scots when they were brewing their own whiskey, a lot of them didn't register with the government because they felt this was unwarranted government interference and taxation. So, you know, it's hard to say who was actually brewing first or longest or whatever.
Yeah, because they're not going to tell.
No.
They weren't copping to it.
They aren't. Okay, so let's see. This is a darker color.
Yeah.
Definitely a darker amber. It's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it smells really good.
It does. It
has a much more forward nose.
Mm-hmm. And the others, it wasn't overwhelming alcohol, but you did get alcohol within the aroma. This is much more.
This is sweeter.
Oh, that is tasty.
It is, yeah. And very smooth, too.
I could see drinking way too much of this.
Yeah. Now, smooth is not necessarily, it's not an indicator of quality. It's an indicator of a specific character, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So that you can have single malt scotches like Oban that are extremely smooth.
Yeah.
But I don't think they have a lot of flavor. For me, I like.
Yeah, they're not very complex.
No.
They're not.
We like Oban.
Well, and that's fine.
I'm offended by you.
Well, there you go. But, you know, it is neither good nor bad. It simply is, I guess, is my point. Some people really like smooth. Other people are like, not quite so exciting.
People like the harsh stuff.
Yeah. Some people like a little slap and tickle, so to speak.
I was actually kind of thinking along those lines, too, but I couldn't think of the words.
<I know.
laughs> How could I say this? We won't get banned from podcasting.
Yeah, well, I think that'll do it. Yeah, okay.
I don't think that. Yeah, it should be good.
That's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And it does, you know, now, if I were drinking this without reading the label, I would say, okay, there's definitely some sherry in there. I don't know that I would be able to pick out the Marsala as a specific addition. Yeah. But very tasty. Very, very tasty.
I already know that my palate is pretty much non-existent, so it's I would not be able. Well, I can taste like the sherry. It has to be really specific, right? And and pretty strong.
Well, and I'm wondering if, you know, how much of the difference in taste is due to the fact of, you know, the addition of the Marsala, the additional age. The others are all about 3 years old. Mm-hmm. Or the fact that it's a single malt and it's not a blend.
Yeah, it's got a lot of things differentiating.
This is a lot more like a Scotch whiskey that has, you know, a lot of a really nice finish on it.
Yeah.
And Blackbush doesn't actually say how many years, so I guess we just have to assume it's...
The Redbush said at least 3 years.
It said at least three, yeah. And this one is at least three. The white label is at least three. Mm-hmm. But the Blackbush doesn't say, I can see. I know I have bad eyes, guys, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't say
anything. I had the nicest man at Total Wine who... I couldn't remember exactly where the Irish whiskey was now, so I'm kind of wandering about in the distilled spirits, you know. Yeah. He's like, now what are you looking for? And I'm like, well, Irish whiskey, and then I spotted it. And he's like, okay, now, anything specific? I'm like, yeah, no, the Bushmills, right here. This is what I want.
They're very helpful.
I know, they are. You have to give them that. Yeah,
being annoying, you know.
It's like, let me be, I found it. But he was very sweet.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, we've been pointed towards new things to try by staff there. Mm-hmm. Like when we did the gin episode, the guy that was helping us, because we literally know nothing about gin, and he pointed us towards that French one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the flowery gin. That was amazing. I still remember that.
Yeah, that was his favorite. And so we're like, sure, why not? we'll make this a multinational. Do you need any more of this, John?
No.
Okay.
I swallowed all of mine, so I had to get more.
That's fine.
Some water.
Yeah.
So now we're adding a little water to all of these. I don't know. In Irish pubs, if you have whiskey, do you usually have it without ice? I'm kind of guessing that you do, because ice is a pretty American thing.
Yeah, and European countries tend to not put ice in as many things. It's just like in Germany.
Water.
You know, in Germany, you typically get, you know, warm beer. It's not, unless they're catering to the tourist crowd, or unless they've changed their ways over time because...
Yeah, no, probably not. Probably not.
They're because we've... American influence has sullied their...
I know.
...their traditions.
I know. We try not to do that, but God knows.
Well, some of us try. Corporations want you to do it that way.
I know.
Okay. Water. So this is the white label, since we have put it into the mix.
Not bad.
Yep, mild and sweet and still good.
Yeah, I don't know that the water did.
Didn't hurt it.
I might have opened it up a
teeny bit.
Tad. Just a tad.
Well, so again, you know, if you want a daily whiskey, not real peaty or anything like that, fairly smooth, will stand up to water.
It has a hint of sweetness to it.
Yeah. The Irish are a little sweeter than the Scots, I have to admit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not always what you're looking for, but again, there you go.
Right, yeah.
Okay, and now the red bush. Mm-hmm. Oh, it smells good. It smells better.
Yeah, let's open it up a little bit. And you don't have to put much water into a whiskey to open it up either.
Usually, I have whiskey after dinner, and I put ice in it so that it lasts a long time, and I don't go get all snockered or anything. So, thank you for confessing that, Marla. Sorry, that was... Just in case any of the rest of you do the same. Yeah, it's not that necessarily that I like...
A lot of ice.
Yeah, but...
I do like ice, as you know. I am known to make whiskey slushies.
Wow.
When you get to the bottom of the ice thing and it's mostly slushy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like... It's almost like snow.
I fill my glass with the slushy stuff, and then I pour my whiskey on top. It's not quite slurpy like, but almost.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would make a good milkshake too.
Oh yeah, whiskey would.
Any of these with great. A nice, a really good vanilla or white chocolate would be an excellent milkshake. I feel like I just kind of compromised my entire whiskey identity by saying that. But
I know, you're really putting your rep on the line there.
I know.
I don't feel like the water really opened up the flavor. Did the aroma, but for me the... It didn't do much for the flavor.
Yeah, it didn't. Actually, I would be very careful about over-icing
the red bush. I think it kind of flattened the flavor a little bit.
It's still pretty nice.
Still like it. I would probably suggest that. Not
cautious about putting water or ice in that.
Okay, now we have the black bush, which has some sherry. Bourbon cask and sherry. I'm just amazed at the economy of bourbon casks going to Scotland and Ireland, French, Spanish, and Italian wine casks going to Scotland and Ireland, and all these, and Japan, and just all these used barrels moving all over the globe.
I think we got into the wrong business, Marcus.
Well,
possibly.
Obviously.
We should call people and make barrels. Coopers. We should have been Coopers.
I know. And I know.
Like the 1800s.
That would have been so fun.
We should have been barrel middlemen. Buying and selling used barrels back and forth across.
Well, you could do that. Judy and I would make the barrels and you would sell them.
We might even put pretty designs on them. Because,
I would embroider them.
Marlos would embroider.
I would
sandblast.
Yes, that would be more appropriate.
Pictures on the side.
Maybe a little wood burning.
Get a wood burning kit out.
All right.
We charred the barrels.
That's
They're
right.
Like,
yeah.
You're supposed to do it on the inside.
Yeah.
And we're like,
I know. Okay, so this is the black bush. I'm sorry, the table is creaking. No, that was pretty good.
Yeah, Marla, she gave us a really old creaky table. Thanks.
Oh, sorry. It was free on the other
hand. It was free. That's why we liked it.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, again, I don't know that you need a lot of water with this or a lot of ice. On the other hand, if you have a generous pour and an ice cube, that would probably be fine.
Right. Yeah, and it opened up the, the aroma, but it didn't do a daggone thing for the
flavor. Which are two separate things. Sometimes you'll notice that a little bit of ice or whatever will open up the aroma a lot, but it won't necessarily do you a lot of flavor. Favors for the flavor. All right.
Say that really fast.
Flavor favors.
Yes. We're sort of at the end of the podcast.
I like flavor favors.
I know. They're good.
Little mini bottles.
Those would be nice. Yes, I do like those. Okay.
I want a bouquet of whiskey bottles for mini whiskeys for Valentine's Day.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I could do that.
Okay. All right, so now we're at the
Barlos is going to want to have this at our house ever again because the table creaks.
Yeah. I know. Okay, so now we're at the Bushmills Single Malt, Bourbon Barrel, Oloroso Sherry, and Marsala.
Marsala.
I've had chicken Marsala. It's very good.
I was going to say, isn't that a food?
Very good.
Yeah, chicken Marsala is really good. All right, aroma, still lovely. I'm going to say water probably isn't going to be the friend of any of these.
No. It's a little attenuated when you put water in it.
Yeah.
And I try not to put too much, but it's hard because given that we're trying not to actually have to crawl home, we don't have huge pores when we're doing this. So you have to be very judicious in how much water you add in order to, to be enough to make a change, but not too much to overwhelm it. So
we just put a little from a straw. John put less than any of us. So any of us, like there's a whole bunch of us here.
Yeah.
And the two of us.
The
all other two of us.
It did dampen the flavor a little. I think that's true for all of them.
It opened up the aroma. Yeah, it dampened the flavor.
Which I think answers my question of what the Irish people do with their whiskey. They just drink it. Don't, and you can put ice in it if you want. I am not the whiskey police, although
and if you are
occasionally I would like to be. But
if you're an Irishman and know how prolific ice in the whiskey is.
I'm guessing.
Please let us know.
Yeah.
Funwithscotch@gmail.com.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Just let us know. We like like getting mail. We don't get much mail.
I still remember being in Scotland and ordering cheap whiskey because I was a student, so that's what you drank.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And the bartender looking at me and said, "Now, we're not going to put ice in it. That would hurt the whiskey." And I'm like, okay.
Whatever you say, Mr. Barman.
I know. And, you know, he may have been right for at least a lot of whiskeys. Mm-hmm. You know, if you like mixing whiskeys, that's fine, you know, or with other things and then having it over ice, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, shaking it a little bit with ice and then pouring it out so it doesn't continue to dilute. But, you know, a lot of these are fairly delicate flavors, so don't try to overwhelm them. That would be my advice, but you do whatever your little heart desires,
well,
you know?
They can, because we can't see them.
There is that. I know.
They don't have to give us an accounting of their drinking or anything.
However you like to drink your whiskey is the best way to drink your whiskey.
I still remember coming back from the ladies' room in a bar, and Judy had ordered a Dewar's, and she had put a lemon peel.
I did not put the lemon.
Technically,
no,
Judy didn't put the lemon in.
Well, someone did.
It was actually a little bit, a wedge of lemon.
But she didn't spit it out either.
No.
And
it was an experiment.
I said I was going to give her a big red embroidered A for adulterator to wear on her chest. But she I have since discovered that is a bad and intolerant thing to do.
Yes.
But
yeah. In my defense. Mm-hmm. The server, that's what they call them now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds more derogatory than waiter. But anyway, server said, "Well, did you want some lemon in it?" And I'm like, "What?" And I'm like, "Really?" And he goes, "Yeah, people are doing that now." And I'm like, "I'll try it." I wanted to
because
do an
Judy
experiment.
Is open to new experiences,
yeah. And
unlike
it was
me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It was okay, but I have never done it again because it wasn't totally.
It did not add to the experience.
But then when Marla sat down, because I think you hadn't gotten there yet, that's what it was.
Oh, maybe it was.
You sat down and saw it, and you're like, "What?" And then the server's like, "She's like double doors on the rocks," and he's like, "Would you like some lemon in it?" And I think she was like, "Oh my God, no." The look on her face, I will not forget. I don't remember what the words were, but...
No. I know, which, you know, again, drink it however you like, but be prepared for people who are like, appalled, you know.
If you like fruit and other things, then you might, like people, put oranges in their, what is that beer? There's a beer, Blue Moon.
Yeah.
And lemon and Hefeweizen.
Yeah.
You do you, man. Give it a whirl.
There you go.
I just got back from Hawaii and I had several actual cocktails while I was there because they had lousy Scotch lists.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's Hawaii, for God's sake.
Well, you know. They got a ship.
So they have enormous numbers of rums, which I'm not that fond of, and then they mix them with. But there were actually a lot of very nice cocktails that were not overly sweet, and then some that were. So, you know, it's.
Yeah, I don't like to drink really sweet cocktails.
Mm-hmm. But I brought some whiskey with me because the friends I was staying with, the husband likes scotch. So Cindy drank red wine and the rest of us drank scotch. And I had Oban, Edward Dower, and Talisker. And, you know, we worked through the three of them. And it was really fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he likes scotch, but usually he likes just kind of a plain Kyland, you know, not too... So he had a really good time, I think, exploring the different types.
Well, sure, I said, yeah, like cool.
And we all thought, you know, Oban was really good, and yet not a second date, maybe.
Right. I'm trying to remember the region that I like. Starts with an S. What is it?
Speyside.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Highlander Speyside person myself.
Groupie.
Groupie. But... Because isn't Edredower, isn't that a...
It's a Highland, technically.
Yeah. But I do also like to branch out and have other flavors. Mm-hmm, but if my go-to are the milder flavors, sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why I like Oban, because it's milder.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's like, for what it is, it's like, oh, this is really tasty. Mm-hmm. And if smooth is one of the qualities you're looking for, can't do better. It's one of the... 5 or 6 classic single malts. It's like Oban, Talisker, Lagavulin. Okay, that's three. I can't remember the others.
It's a test, Marlis. Come on.
Oh, shit. See, when I did this when I was in Hawaii, I had the bottle in front of me, so it told me that's what they all were, yeah. But I can't remember now. But anyway, they, you know, and they're all excellent in their class. But it's like expecting a herding dog to be a toy. You know, it's like they're different animals, so you have to judge them on their own merits.
Gotcha. I got it.
And usually they have less fur if they're in Scotch form. So.
Well, mm-hmm. Not this house. It probably had just as much fur.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, yes. Around here, there's quite a bit of fur.
With five animals, yeah. Which we're lucky we only had Benny bark once. And he was
a good boy.
And he was outside when he did it.
So. I know. Such a good
puppy. He is being a good boy.
Yeah. He's asleep in his bed now. Yeah.
So. Barking tired him out.
Yeah, so thank you for joining us. This was really fun. Yeah. I had a good time.
Did you have fun, John?
I did have a good time. I'm trying to look up the five classic single malts. But anyway.
We can edit out the time really, that it takes you.
Really talk a little more and I'll try and find
We can just like sit here silently and drink.
Six classic malts. What's that?
I think that might be it.
And nine more.
What? <Shit. laughs> And there's nine more?
This list's okay. From sources across the web, so it must be true. Lagavulin, Talisker, Oban, Craganmore, Dalwhinnie. And actually...
Is that Dalwhinnie?
Sorry.
Which invites the comparison to horse piss, but, you know, I'm not going there. Oh, Glenkinchie, Dalwhinnie, Craganmore, Oban, Talisker, and Lagavulin.
Okay.
What? Have we had Craganmore?
Yeah. I've had it.
We had it. I don't know if we've reviewed it.
I don't remember.
That's true. We'll have to check
and
our
we haven't
list.
Done Lowlands for a while. We should think about them.
Might have been almost because never. We were having trouble finding Lowlands.
Well, I know, but yeah. did we do Glenkinchie?
I've had
Okay, we'll have to look all this up.
I don't know.
After
yeah,
we're
that's
not
a
on.
Good question.
Yeah, I
we'll
know.
We'll have to try it.
Yeah. But, you know, Scotch.
Yeah.
Whiskey, Irish whiskey, bourbon. There are many lovely whiskeys out there. Just
That's true.
A friend of mine, a former coworker, Facebook friend of mine, she and her husband are bourbon crazy. I think that's what she calls them. Bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
We're bourbon crazy.
Who's this?
Okay. No, this is somebody from Virginia. You would.
Oh, okay. All right.
That should be a podcast.
Bourbon crazy alcoholic. But they often go travel around because they're both retired. So they travel around and go to different, especially down to, Kentucky and they have multiple bottles of Blanton's.
Oh my goodness.
I think they've been able to find it at package stores on base. But she sent me, I guess Maker's Mark has this new, a new thing. She says, She said, Costco's in Washington have it now. Of course, I did not run to Costco because being the introvert that I am. But we might want to, maybe another episode, try out some different Maker's Mark. And I will, full disclosure, I usually don't like Maker's Mark. I don't like the original. I think, to me, it's harsh.
Could be.
But, that's been a while since I've had it because... Mm-hmm.
Refer to the slap and tickle.
I usually don't do that. So, but I usually skirt around it if I see it, and if there's another choice. Mm-hmm. But I think it's worth an episode. I mean, there's other things that I didn't, and I think there's things that you said. Oh, I don't like that, and then we have it in an episode, and you're like, oh, this isn't bad at all.
I know.
You change your taste buds change over time.
They do.
Like I used to love Islas so much. I mean, that was like my go-to was an Isla. And
I know.
It's kind of like I used to always drink IPA. I don't know if I burn out my taste buds or what, but it just doesn't appeal to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe as whenever I go to the doctor with a problem, they go, this is what happens when you get older. So maybe
I hate that.
And I'm like, okay, well, just stop going to the
Your doctor or physician's assistant starts a comment with, at your age, it's like, well, fuck that. Yeah. You know?
It's like, I don't have one foot in the grave yet.
Right. Well, what am I paying you for, doc? Thanks, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Just to help you go through your dying period of your life, right?
I know.
But yeah, annoying. I think the same for, you know, your taste in different foods, different drinks, you know, it just...
Yeah, no, it does change.
You just change over
time. It changes, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Actually, yeah, so I think we could say all these were lovely in their place, and, you know, however you want to fit them into your drinking menu, pretty good stuff.
Yeah, give them a try.
Bushmills White, good daily scotch. The Red Bush, also good, maybe a step up from the daily.
Yeah, and I think the most expensive ones were $61.99.
They weren't outrageous. Yeah,
I think the Red Bush and the Black Bush were in the $30 range.
Again, but those are both blends. So then the Bushmills Single Malt, which was probably our favorite, you know, was a little more, but I can't remember how much.
$61.99. We were just there today. Plus taxes and fees if you're in Washington.
But, you know, good stuff. So, for St. Patty's Day, if you want to celebrate in style, just indulge.
At
home. Don't drive.
Yeah. Right. Don't drink and drive. Have a sleepover with all your buddies. And
or get Uber, for God's sake.
Or get Uber or Lyft. Let us not discriminate.
Yeah. Or a taxi if you're in New York.
We had one murdered here not too long ago.
You're kidding. A cab driver?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
He lived in Tumwater and went pick somebody up. And I think they found his cab up north, like Linwood or Lakewood.
Oh my god. Well, it was obviously one of those northerners that
perpetrated
this outrage.
We don't like them northerners.
No.
Them guys who live like 10 miles away.
Yeah.
One of them guys live in Tacoma or up.
We might be the tiniest bit provincial, but.
Murders aren't. Well, they used to be not common.
They're still not common.
Well, they're still not common. They happen, but they're not common.
When John and I first moved here 27 years ago, almost 27 years ago, I was astounded because I came from a area that had, you know,
it was densely populated.
100,000 people.
Yeah.
And there were murders all the time. Mm-hmm. Every day, there's a murder. Mm-hmm. And we came here, and up in Seattle, there were murders every day.
Occasionally.
But, no. Seattle? No, there are murders all the time. No. But
well,
down here, but down
more
here,
regularly.
You know, it was like, I think it was, we were here several years before there was somebody that, I read in the news, oh my God, there was a murder. But now it's more regular. I mean, it's not every day.
No,
but
it's like
people.
Once every few months. You know, it could be worse.
Crime has increased here.
I know. Well, people are really kind of a plague, but yeah.
There was the chiropractors recently, the wife was a chiropractor, I think, and her husband were murdered.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Well, you just don't read the news, Marla, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I do. I spend an inordinate amount of money to get the digital version, and then I forget to read it.
Oh, the Olympian?
Yeah.
The Olympian doesn't really have
I know. It's,
we can edit this part
I know,
out.
But it's local.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
Why?
But, you know, yeah. And then we can go on and talk about the problem with newspapers and trying to collect and preserve them and how they're all going digital and it sucks.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
And it's hard to get people to actually deliver physical newspapers.
Oh, God.
You have to have it mailed. You have to have it mailed to you.
I only used to get the Sunday version because I love the comics. And frankly, Sunday morning, there should be a newspaper. You know, I'm old. Mm-hmm. So.
She is.
And after I had like 4 weeks, for which I paid something like $60 and got the paper once, it was like, okay, this is not.
Do you
want cost
to know
effective.
How much the Olympian subscription is now? It's
in
like,
paper?
It's over $1,000 a year.
Oh, shit. No, yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. I know.
Are you kidding?
No, I am
it's
not
really,
kidding.
It's really...
It's over $1,000 a
it's
year.
It's really bad.
And we have to subscribe to it, not me personally, where I work, because we're mandated by law to collect the newspapers.
I know.
But if you If you bought a physical copy at a store every day, wouldn't it be less than $1,000 a year?
I have not.
You could be the newspaper buyer. That could really be.
Yeah, because how much is it for like a daily paper?
Well, I think it's up to like $3 or $4 an issue. But
really?
Yeah, it's not.
That's really sad when you consider it's the Olympian. It's
It's so sad. I mean, I remember when I was little and we lived in Spokane.
It's $1,095.
My parents got both the morning and the evening Spokane paper, both the Spokesman Review and the Spokane Chronicle.
Yeah, I grew
Chronicle.
Up like that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got the morning Virginian Pilot, and we got the evening.
And they had
Virginian
comics
Pilot.
And crosswords and all sorts of good stuff.
Yeah, my father got both newspapers. This is a whole different podcast, but
I know. Okay, sorry. All right.
I think we already closed out anyway, didn't we?
Pretty much.
But if not, thanks for listening.
Bye, Bushmills. They're tasty. Especially the blue one, I think we like that best. But do whatever you want.
But it's also the most expensive.
Yes, yeah. And you know, it's St. Patty's Day, for God's sake. Splurge
that's
a little.
True.
They're all pretty yummy.
Toast the old sod. Right now, and
so honestly, if you want to live a little on St. Patrick's Day and have an Irish whiskey, get a yellow spot.
Oh, God.
Just saying.
Okay, but that's, you know, you're several steps
those
up.
Those are nice.
And
more
to that
expensive.
Podcast. Look at our spreadsheet off of our website, and you can see all of our Irish whiskey.
I gave that to Tom 1 year for his birthday, my friend who's Irish.
Our spreadsheet?
No.
Oh.
Yellow spot.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
happy
cheap.
Birthday. Here's
I know.
Yellow spot. To a spreadsheet.
No, yellow spot. And he was like, okay, that's just a whole different thing from Irish whiskey.
It
it's
really
just a whole different thing, you know? And I'm like, well, yeah, it is. But
yellow spot?
Yeah. He was like, that's just a whole different thing.
What does that mean?
It's a different
well, he means it's usually he's drinking this kind of thing or, you know.
Yeah.
And
it's on a different level.
It is. It is.
And of course,
really good.
There's green spot and blue spot. You
they're
know,
all good.
Yeah, they are.
They're all great. Mm-hmm. But my favorite is the yellow spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So enjoy yourself responsibly and just have a wonderful St. Patty's Day.
Mm-hmm.